Hello.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. This is not a sales call. I'm not selling anything. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I speaking with Mr. Dean Hatzenbeiler? Is that correct?
Yeah, close.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, let me see. To start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years was I in the industry? 42.
42. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, marble mason, mason hopper or finisher, plasterer?
Oh, the bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay.
Yep.
And on the last job that you worked on, sir, were you a foreman, junior level mechanic?
Yes. Foreman.
Foreman. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working in the trade?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired? Okay. Mm-hmm. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 2 months in your craft?
Like I said, been retired for 12 years.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, obviously not.
I'm so sorry, so I just have to ask you the questions. I do appreciate your help on this.
Yep.
And yes or no, in the past 4 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, never. Never would.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
I think there's more.
More construction?
I don't know. I haven't been out there. I'm going to go with more.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer
yes.
union construction projects?
More.
More?
More union. Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, sir, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There are not, the way I understand. I talked to my son, and he's said there's a shortage.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No? Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'm going to say there's going to be less.
Less okay.
unemployment.
Okay. And now looking at your family's economic situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, it will get worse, or stay about the same?
It's going to stay about the same.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, sir, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no safety concerns?
Like I say, I'm retired, so I'm going to have to go no safety concerns for
okay.
me. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you ever you attended the union meeting in the past 4 months, sir?
I have not been able to.
No? Okay.
No.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay. And in the last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'm going to have to say never because I'm not out there.
Okay. All right. Now, sir, switching up a little bit, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have right here the internet or social media, cable news, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, radio?
I would go with the internet.
The internet would be your first to go?
Well, take that back. That would be, I watch the news quite all the time. So, yeah.
Okay. So you would say the local news, or that'll be the cable news?
Local news.
Okay. And then we would have friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or radio?
The same question. What's the question?
Yes, because it says to list all six right here by the list of to the most likely. And I have those last three last.
Oh, okay. The least likely?
Yes.
Would be, the friends and relatives, I guess. I don't know, whatever that was.
Okay. Okay, sir, and which of the following issues matters to you most right now in the environment, foreign policy, jobs in the economy, immigration, education, healthcare, support for labor unions, or something else?
Support for labor unions.
Support for labor unions, okay.
Yep.
All right, and as you may know, sir, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
I have in the past, yes.
Yep. You've heard a little bit about it or somewhat about it?
Somewhat.
Okay. As you may know, sir, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federally elected officials support it?
Very important that we support it.
Very important that they support it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, generally speaking, sir, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
It would be the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Now, as you may know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, they are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
The United Auto Workers, much more or somewhat more?
Much more, yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove or the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one is his job as president overall.
I approve, yes.
Approve strongly or approve somewhat?
Strongly.
And support for labor unions?
Approve, yes. Strongly.
Approve strong. Okay. What about foreign affairs?
I'm going to say yes. That he's done a good job.
Okay. You strongly approve it?
Yes.
Okay. What about healthcare?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. What about immigration?
I think his approach is good. Yes. I support it.
Okay.
Strongly.
What about the economy, sir?
Yes. Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I disapprove.
You disapprove somewhat or you strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove how they're handling things.
Okay. All right, sir. Now we're almost done here. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
I'm certain. Absolutely certain.
Okay. And now if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, sir, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to say good.
Good. All right. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. Okay, sir. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I don't have my own words, huh?
Yes, I mean, like, what do you think will be best to improve? How could they best improve its representation and service?
I would say being more exposed to the non-union people, giving, you know, having meetings with them as far as how to, what we're about and what, and the benefits of being a union member. I've always been a union member my entire life. And I think that is, we can't do that too much because the young people really don't understand the benefits of, like, what it's like for me to be able to get to a point in life and know that I've been taken care of along the way because I paid my union dues. And the union stuck up for me, and I have health care, and I have retirement, and I'm able to be comfortably retired, not worried about a pension check because I know it'll be there because it's important. We work for it. Does that work?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me just finish right here. Okay. All right, being more exposed to the non-union people and showing them the benefits of being union. And, okay, all right. And what do you think of the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I think organizing and supporting the other unions that are out there, you know, but... You know, the BAC should be right alongside of the union of the auto workers, right alongside of the IBEW, everybody pulling together so that there can be more members so that they can see the benefits of being able to retire and comfortably retire.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Union meetings, job site, text, mail, email?
Probably email.
Email? Okay. And do you often, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, or once a year, or never?
Let's say four or more times a year.
Okay, sir. All right. And I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat? And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have representative sample, sir, what is your race?
White.
White. Thank you.
Okay.
And finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please just have your first name?
Dean.
D-E-A-N?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, Dean, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for helping me out in your participation. You have a blessed evening, okay, sir?
And your name again was?
Sir?
Your name?
My name is Richard.
Richard.
Yes, sir.
You're calling from where?
Opinion Service. Opinion Research.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, I'm calling from Opinion Research.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you for helping me out.